fantastic afternoon to spend with you. It is 3:08, and it is time for the Jeremy Lawrence Show here on 590 WKZO. I am glad that you could be a part of the program with us today, and we look forward to a lot of time with you. There is a ton to talk about, and we'll dig into a lot of the things to talk about. Apparently, the Republican Party might be in a little bit of hot water in the state of Michigan. There's several stories out there and video to prove it that there were Republican Party employees that were attending private fundraisers for Mark Schauer. And this is the interesting part about it. So we'll have to dig into that here in just a little bit. And we'll definitely talk about that. Also, medical marijuana in the news in the state. The Senate's looking at it, looking at passage of some bills possibly in September, but they've gotten them out of committee, and Randy Richardville has suggested that, yeah, things are going to look a little different when we finally get these bills before the full Senate, but it looks like there might be some passage on those, so we'll dig into that a little bit as well as we continue along. Before we dig into anything today, just a reminder for you, a few reminders for you. First of all, first and foremost, joining us as always, as our producer extraordinaire, Michael Loudon over there. Say hi, Michael.
Hello.
So you need to say hi, Michael. Oh. See, that's how you...
Hi, Michael.
There you go. All right. So when you have to explain the joke, it doesn't work. Oh, well.
Anyway. It didn't work very well there.
Probably wouldn't have worked anyways. Okay, anyway, Michael's here. He's manning the phones, ready to go. And tell you what, got some fun stuff to tell you about. First of all, there's a little movie coming out this weekend. The latest from Cameron Diaz. If you like her work, you might like this one as well. It's called Sex Tape. It's a comedy. Relax. We're not giving away tickets to that kind of movie. And... got a couple of tickets for you to see it at Celebration Cinema in Portage. Fantastic place to see movies. Not only do you get the stadium-style seating and up-to-date everything, food that, I mean, some of this food you have never seen in a theater. French fries, adult beverages, which who knows you might want at this movie. I don't know. but we're going to be giving away some tickets to that a little bit later. And if Michael is up and on his toes... we might even have some dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia to share with you when that time comes.
Guarantee it.
Oh, really? Okay, we're ready to go. Wait, right now.
Oh, I got the question right in front of me. I just haven't put it into words yet.
I'm kidding. We're going to do it later in the program. One thing we're going to do right now in the program, though, is invite you to head to the blog section at WKZO.com. Here's the reason why. A couple of reasons for you. First of all, our video of the day. You know... I hesitated to share this one today. I hesitated. Not because it isn't funny. It's marvelously funny. But because that would be two straight days of Weird Al. But he's doing an awful lot of releasing of new songs this week, and this one no different. In fact, we get the opportunity here. I'm going to try and play a piece of his new song for you. Could be an interesting one here. So without further ado, the new Weird Al song that you will get to see in full in the blog section.
With aluminum foil, never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler.
Okay, well, we'll just do that little bit of it there for you. And you know what? You can catch the rest of it at the website, WKZO.com. If you have... if you're like me and you can't stand the original of that particular song, I don't know if you're that way, Michael, but believe me, I am. I got sick of hearing it. So that was great.
Yes.
I enjoyed that.
I heard the other version way too often.
That was one of those that just came on every 15 minutes, it seems like. So this one, hopefully it'll get as much play because, you know what, it's a parody and I love it. Anyway, you'll be able to check it out in the blog section of the website. Also, our blog post of the day. I had this, I dug this up yesterday and didn't get an opportunity to talk about it. And I thought that this was a really good topic to discuss. And, so I give you my thoughts in full on it on the blog post of the day. What you've heard about taxes is completely wrong. Think about everything we've been told, particularly in the last 6 years, about taxes and what they do and that kind of thing. Well, there's a study out. I share the results of it with you. You got to read it. You got to check it out. So check it out at WKZO.com. Or if you'd like to go to our Facebook page, you know what? We got the video posted now, and later today we're going to be posting the blog post of the day. You can check out both if you are just simply a part of our Facebook page. All you have to do is go there and like it, and you can be a part of it, and you can even have a little conversation around this stuff. And you know what? There was an awful lot of people that got to enjoy that Weird Al video from yesterday. So I don't know. This one might go pretty far today as well. So that's the stuff we want to share with you, definitely. And before we really dig into anything, no doubt by now you have been keeping up with the breaking international news. The Malaysian Airlines jet that has been shot down by a missile. This is in Ukraine. The Ukraine government at this point is not, they're saying absolutely not, we did not do this. So they're trying to figure out, all right, who did this, what happened. There is a claim, the Ukrainian Interior Ministry is saying that 23 Americans were killed in the crash. The State Department is trying to confirm that, whether there were Americans on the flight or not. That's what we're hearing at this particular point. Two things on this. First of all, I know without a doubt CBS News is going to keep up with this at the top and bottom of the hour. So keep it here. You'll get the latest on that. We'll make sure you get all the information. Secondly, when it comes to that particular story, I really, beyond just commenting on it now, I'm not going to dig into the issues at hand with that because it is so early in this. I mean, this just happened this afternoon. It is such an early stage for this. We don't know who caused it. We don't know what. We don't know why. We don't have any idea what the response is from President Obama or you know, the American government, the Russian government, the Ukraine government, or anything. At this point, they're still trying to find all the wreckage and trying to figure out what happened. I guess it's the reports we're hearing is that it's strewn over a 10-mile stretch. So there's going to be a lot happening surrounding this. I really am not going to comment on this opinion or otherwise at this point, just to remind you that, you know what, we're on top of the story. We're going to make sure you get the latest through CBS News at the top and bottom of the hour. If we hear anything else, we'll definitely share it with you as we go throughout the program. All right, meantime, we did want to get into some other things. Some news has come out in the state of Michigan today. And this actually came out, I believe it was yesterday and into today, that apparently there was a chip that was found at a Democratic public event. And once they figured out what was on it, Republicans are in hot water, at least with Democrats and with Democratic candidate for Governor Mark Schauer. According to the chip, and, you know, there's a video. We've got it posted, actually, at WKZO.com. You could check out the video for yourself and see that, yes, indeed, there's a couple of people that went into one of these fundraisers, crossed paths with Lieutenant Gubernatorial Candidate Lisa Brown, and talked with a few people there. They identified the two people that are in this particular video. One of them was Natalie Collins, full-time paid press officer with the Republican Party. And there was someone else there as well, also identified in the video itself. So check out the video there. You need to see that because it definitely will give you some context for what we're talking about. But basically, what it was, I mean, this is almost like Dick Tracy-type spy gear or something, or, you know, just 007 or whatever. Natalie Collins apparently had a camera built into a pair of glasses she was wearing. And so you can see from her perspective what's going on at this campaign fundraiser. They're talking about the fundraiser, talking about who they got in touch with, and, oh, look, there's Mark Schauer, that kind of thing. The interesting thing to me about this is that in the talk about this, you're seeing two sides of this, and I think you're seeing two extremes. On the one side, you're seeing what you would expect from the Mark Schauer campaign. You're seeing him saying, his campaign manager saying, oh, these Nixonian dirty tricks from Rick Snyder and Lansing Republicans need to stop. These staffers should be fired immediately. That's a quote from Zach Pohl, campaign manager for Mark Schauer. Commented that Rick Snyder and Bobby Shostak, the GOP party chair, should apologize. Now, at this point, it hasn't been tracked down that Rick Snyder's campaign had anything to do with these two, other than the fact that they're all Republicans. That's kind of like saying, well, Richard Nixon did what he did. That means every Republican is dirty. You know that's not true. Any more than you could say that every Democrat is an adulterer just simply because Bill Clinton was one. You know, you're not going to be able to do that. That's one side of it. And I understand the outrage because I think it is justified to say, well, wait a minute, what are your people doing at our fundraiser?
The only thing that I can come away with is that they must be worried about something if that's why they're there.
You would think. You would think. But Darren Littell, he's the Republican Party Communications Director for the state of Michigan, and he says, well, you know what? Tracking is common in campaigns. You know, what we did is okay. They're defending this and saying, yeah, it's all right. It's okay. Now, I understand that to public events, the parties and the campaigns are going to send representatives to these things so they know what was said. You know, and you can have one of those, ooh, gotcha moments where you go, oh, we got to get this. We got to get the audio for this because this is good. Or, you know, let's go get the video for this. This is great. But at a fundraiser, that's almost kind of like it's sacred ground a little bit. You know, now I will admit readily, okay, I have been to a fundraiser, not as a paying person, but as an invited guest. Now, I am not a member of either party. I'm really not. I'm an independent. But when I was asked to go to this thing, I understand everything that is said there is off the record. And everything that is done there is within its own party. I get that. And that's why, I mean, to this day, I don't talk about anything that I saw at a fundraiser because I know, all right, you know what? It was off the record. That's fine. I met some people there. It was very nice. Beyond that, I would not feel comfortable. I would not feel comfortable as if I were a member of either party going to the other party's fundraiser with a camera on my glasses. First of all, it'd be bulky. I don't know if it would fit well up there. And they'd go, wait, is that a camera? You know, now, admittedly, this was a pair of glasses. They put it into, like, the arm on the glasses. You know, so it wasn't where it's like, oh, you're wearing a GoPro on your helmet, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't easily detectable.
You know, that was not the way that it was. So, you know, they were trying to hide it. And you can see that when you look at this thing. I mean, clearly they're not looking at the camera. They're not going, oh, you have a camera on, don't you? Hi. You know, it's one of those things where, and here's the thing. We know during the 2012 campaign that there was a camera at a private fundraising event for Mitt Romney, and he got in trouble for it. And this was a camera that was, it was brought in and used by someone who was working the event. Now, personally, in that case, you know what? Yeah, Romney said something stupid. He really did. But the person that brought the camera in probably should have been shown the door soon after that. I don't know if they were or not. Now, I think in this case, I think it's a bit far to say, well, Rick Snyder had everything to do with it. I mean, his fingerprints are all over it. No, no, no. Figure out if that's true, then make that kind of accusation. Don't come out that far. I think that's going a little too far on the part of the Schauer campaign. Now, at the same time, I think it's going way too far on the part of the Republican Party to send people to a fundraiser with a camera. Yes, there have been stories in the past, and I've read that there have been stories of, you know what? Yeah, people from both parties have gone to each other's fundraisers. They've paid to get in just to find out what happened. That kind of thing has happened. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't even, you know, because basically you're paying to be there. If you want to make a contribution to your opponent to find out what they had to say, go for it. That's fine. But I think there are certain things you've got to be able to step back and say, all right, now wait a minute. This might be going a step too far. And I think not only, you know, the Republicans doing it, that was bad enough. They got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and now they're trying to say, no, we can have these cookies. It's fine. I mean, that's what we're getting out of them. They're saying, look, no, this is fine. We all do it. They do it. We do it. It just, well, you know what? Two wrongs don't make a right.
No, definitely not. And now they got a little bit of a black eye to go along with it.
And in this particular, I mean, if you're looking at the governor's race, and yes, we talked about polls yesterday, and it could either be a 2-point race or an 8-point race. We're just not sure at this point because who knows which poll is right. But if you want to give credence to the Democratic candidate for governor, this is what you do. This is what you do. You sneak in there and you have a camera on you, and then you go, oops, we dropped the chip at an event. Oh, guess what? It fell into the hands of Democrats. Can you imagine? And they're looking at this chip going, oh, I wonder what in the world this is. Somebody took a look at it, figured it out, and turned it over to the shower campaign. Now, should they have done that? I mean, that's another topic for another day. Yeah, they probably shouldn't have. But they did. And word got out, and now the shower campaign is pretty upset about it. Justifiably. This is one of those times where I'm looking at this and going, okay, really? You know, the Republican Party has, at times, a PR problem. At times. This isn't going to help.
No, not at all.
I mean, this just, it will not help at all. If you're trying to get in with voters, you're trying to give them the idea that you can be trusted. You can be trusted with government in the state. You can be trusted with another 4 years as governor. You can be trusted, this, that, and the other. This is not the way to communicate that.
And even if Rick Snyder isn't connected to this, you know it's going to come back and haunt him mm-hmm. some way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he'll get blamed for it somehow.
And here's the thing. It's the third time that Republicans have been caught doing something along these lines. There was an intern with the Snyder campaign that attempted to volunteer with the shower campaign. Oopsie. Well, he got fired. Well, let go, I guess. He wasn't getting paid. But and, of course, the cameraman that was claiming he worked for CNN and was a former Snyder official or whatever, you know, one of these guys taking video of the thing. Now, it's the third time that something like this has happened. That doesn't make you look too good. And that's something that should have been considered here. Honestly, they shouldn't have done it. And I really do wonder in this case if these people that were doing this shouldn't take the fall for it. But then it was said in some of the news pieces that, no, we ordered them to do it. That's the problem with this. You're saying, no, what? It's fine. It's okay. I think that's going a little far, personally. -74 degrees, Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show. As I've mentioned many times, and I will mention again because you know what? I'm that kind of guy. I'll just keep mentioning it. If you'd like to be a part of the program, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can also text us at 80373 and share your comments that way. The appropriate comments we share on the air. The inappropriate comments we print off and snicker at around the office.
And I fall out of my chair laughing.
Yes, of course you do. So, you know, and you want to make Michael laugh. You really do. It's just, it's an experience. So
I'm a happy guy and I enjoy a good laugh.
You are a happy guy, definitely. Well, I would think that Rick Snyder is probably not a happy guy today.
No.
And just seeing what's happened here, you got to think he's sitting here, even if he approved of this, and I'm not sure he did. I think if he's smart, he didn't. But I think he's got to be sitting here going, really? Come on. It's the sort of thing that for those of us who are just plain and simple voters, go to the polls and vote. It's the sort of thing that those of us who vote just, you absolutely get convinced that politicians are just full of it. And things like this lead you to it. Because here they are spying on each other. And you know what? I don't think you have to spy on the shower campaign to know what their plan is for certain things or lack of plan for certain things. I think what you simply need to do, if you're running for office, here's a thought. Here's a crazy idea. Have ideas and show them to us so we know whether or not we agree with you. It's basic, I know.
It makes sense.
But it's the sort of thing that we're looking for so we know who to vote for. -74 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school where faith turns friends into family. Glad you've taken the time to be with us. A little bit later on in the program, we're going to continue the discussion with you about this whole bit with Republicans caught at a Democratic fundraiser, videotaping. Videoing what went on there. According to the video, they didn't end up approaching Mark Schauer at all. They did get into a discussion with Lisa Brown at one point. Beyond that, apparently somebody kind of suspected them. And there was some texting going on between the campaign chair and somebody at the fundraiser going, yeah, we got plants here. But they didn't know the video was taking place and didn't find out until the chip was lost at another event. So, interesting stuff. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Of course, if you'd like to be a part of the program, you can be a part of it by giving us a call. Toll free at 877-382-4280, locally at 382-4280, or you can do it via text 80373 and share your insights that way as well. You know what? Baseball. Baseball is coming back tomorrow. The All-Star break will officially be over, and the Tigers will start the second half of the season doing battle with the Cleveland Indians. 6:40, things get underway tomorrow night right here on 590 WKZO, and we're glad to be able to bring that to you. In the meantime, if you still need your baseball fix, well, over on our sister station, 1660 The Fan, tonight at 6:50, you can catch a game between the Peoria Chiefs and the West Michigan Whitecaps. Carrying select Whitecaps games on 1660 The Fan this year. And so if you're absolutely just, if you're distraught, you have no baseball, there you go. Right there, we're taking care of you. And it's the Tigers of the future, so you really can't beat that. You'll be able to kind of go Tiger. I mean Whitecaps. Yeah. But these guys, they're eventually going to be on a Tigers roster, at least some of them.
Yes.
So it's something to look forward to there. So why not? Why not give that a try? Well, we're rooting for great weather this weekend. I know we talked about it yesterday and thought, well, maybe it's going to happen. We hope. Looks good. Bob Larson, is it still looking good?
It is still looking good.
Good.
How about that?
All right. Now we can just keep this up through the weekend.
Exactly. And right now, the all systems go right through the weekend. I remember, what was my line yesterday? At this point, it looks good. You know what? Even at this point, 24 hours later, it still looks good. Most importantly, it'll be warming up. It'll gradually be turning more humid. It's not going to happen all at once. and perhaps most significantly, not expecting any rainfall.
All right. Well, it sounds like a good weekend to do some of those summer activities. But before we get there, we've, of course, got today and tomorrow. What are we looking at?
What a beautiful day today has been, coming off a chilly night last night. 46 degrees. That was the official low last night / this morning.
Felt 46, good, too.
And I looked this up. 46 is the chilliest July reading we have had in 13 years.
Wow.
You have to go back to early July 2001 to find a reading any cooler than 46, again, for the month of July. So very impressive stuff. It's not going to be that cool tonight. The peak of this cool snap has passed. It'll still be cool by July standards. Expected low at 53, which is certainly below average, but not the chilly 40s such as last night. Upper 70s toward 80 tomorrow, barely below 60 tomorrow night, and I think we're above 80 on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, all right. So with all of that, I know you've prepared a word for us.
I did. Pretty sure this one has not been used.
Okay.
The word is gentle.
Gentle.
I just think of that. It's a very gentle breeze. There's not much wind. It's a nice low humidity day. The sun is out. It's just a very mellow, gentle, calm, tranquil feeling outside with the weather. It's just gorgeous. And it's going to stay that way for a while longer with a slow day-to-day warm-up.
Bob, I don't know if you're hearing the music in my mind right now, but when you say gentle and you're talking about this warmth and sunshine,
soothing?
And I'm hearing reggae. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
I don't know. But so we're looking at some gradually warming, but still nothing too bad all weekend long.
That, no, I do believe that heading into next week,
yes,
it is going to become very warm and humid again. And what do you know? It'll feel like July.
Wow. Imagine that in July.
What a change.
Wow.
Yes.
What a concept. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, we got something to look forward to tomorrow.
And
yes, we do, because, you know, we haven't gone over the numbers with you for a while.
And as I mentioned yesterday, I'm going to take a quick peek at not only last July, but July from 2 years ago, which was a very hot month.
Mm. Count us as interested. We will look forward to looking at that with you tomorrow.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome, Jeremy and Michael.
All right. Bob Larson with AccuWeather there, and he's got us up on this beautiful forecast. Can you hear the reggae?
I hear harps.
You hear harps. You hear different things.
I'm laying in a meadow under a tree on a blanket, and there's harps playing.
You know, see, for me, it's the average thing. You're on a beach with one of those drinks with an umbrella in your hand, you know. I don't even care if you're drinking water. It's better with an umbrella in it. I don't know why. But, you know, got that in my hand, sun shining down, you know, with the rhythm and the steel drums and all. This is my little thing, I guess. But, oh, well.
We just think differently about that.
Apparently so. Well, you know what? I'm sure you might think differently a little bit than I do about this whole bit with Republicans spying on Democrats. And they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Maybe you think differently. I'd like to hear from you about it. We'll talk about it as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Times like this, I almost wish I had the Mission Impossible theme, because it just kind of feels appropriate in this particular case. You know, and I want it to be said here that I am being equal opportunity, and I am, because I think Republicans have egg on their face today. I really do. They've had there's a couple of people working for the party, and the state party sent them to a fundraiser featuring Mark Schauer and his running mate, Lisa Brown. This happened, this was back in June 22nd, at a private home in Bloomfield Hills. They secretly recorded some footage. That footage fell into the hands of Democrats, who immediately turned it over to the Schauer campaign. They're livid, as you can imagine. Wait a minute, come on, we don't do this to you guys. We don't video at your fundraisers. Yeah, you do show up, though. You know, so I understand that. But I think this was going a step beyond it. Spokesman for the Republican Party, acknowledged that, yes, They sent Natalie Collins and Kyle Anderson into a fundraiser to videotape what was going on there. And actually, and this was Darren Littell defended using hidden cameras and cited what I'd mentioned earlier in the program when Mitt Romney was recorded secret camera at a fundraiser, and that eventually came out to the public. Zach Pohl with the shower campaigns calling it a dirty trick. Littell said Republicans do it, Democrats do it. People use different ways to get the footage. This is a newer approach. Now, I'm trying to imagine if Collins and Anderson, you know, got one of those briefcases that you open it up and this is your mission, should you choose to accept it. This message will self-destruct. You know, just picture it.
If you're caught, this will self-destruct.
And just, you know, in the background, you're hearing that. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, even when you watch the video, it has some elements of that. Oh, yeah, I hope they don't look at my cell phone. I've got the app for Governor Snyder, and I've got this, and I've got that. Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's interesting to and watching the video, I mean, it's worth watching to see what was done there. I kind of wish, to a certain degree, that they hadn't. And they doctored the video a little bit before and after, just kind of, and they used the Inspector Gadget theme, which, well, thanks for that, yeah. But, you know, all right, yeah, it was probably deserved. Now, in case you're wondering how all this came about, first of all, the disc that contained the video was apparently found on the floor of the Pipe Fitters Local 636 Union Hall in Farmington Hills. This was after a July 8th Oakland County Democratic Party meeting. Oopsie. Now, it's a public meeting. I understand that, you know, they might be there and they might be, yeah, okay, well, let's keep an eye on what's going on so we know what they're doing, you know, because it's spying, it's done, it's that kind of thing. But you know, Michael and I were talking off mic during a break, and I think something that he says is very true. It reminds you a little bit of the New England Patriots a few years ago.
No, most definitely, when they went and taped teams' practices. Mm-hmm. And then, there's coaches all around the country, too, you know, college, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, that go and spy on teams to see what kind of packages they're running, you know, what types of plays they're running, so mm-hmm. they know what's going on.
Well, and it's one thing to look at game film
mm-hmm.
and say, all right, they're doing this. They have a tendency towards this. We've studied this. They run the ball this way and that way this percentage of the time, you know. I'm there. That's fine.
Yeah, that's completely fine.
That's public knowledge. People have seen that on television. It's been in the media. The highlights have been all over the place. You get that. Same thing applies to politics here. You know, Mark Schauer has said this, this, and that in public. We've got video of this speech and that speech. And we've got, you know, and if it's in the public, yeah, absolutely. Fair game, on the record, without a doubt, fair game. But anymore, it seems like we're doing these behind closed doors, secretly at the Democratic fundraiser. This was said, and that was said. And, you know, oddly enough, this video showed these two, they're at the fundraiser. They end up being questioned by someone at the fundraiser. Well, how did you hear about this? What? How did you know about this? Oh, well, we heard about it, and right after that, they leave. And so you figure, all right, yeah, okay, something's up there. And you got to figure, okay, they're going to say, yeah, something's up here. This is just not the way to get things done. If you are the Republican Party, first of all, it's bad enough that you were caught with your hand in the cookie jar here. Second of all, I think it's worse that you come out defending it, saying, no, it's okay. And I guess I would ask the question at that point then, all right, would you be comfortable with people from the Democratic Party showing up at a Rick Snyder fundraiser with a camera on a pair of glasses? Would that make you comfortable? And for some, I'm sure they would say, no, that's fine. That's fine. Whatever. Yeah. But you know, deep down inside, they're going, Absolutely not. What, how dare they do something like that? Well, you know what? If you're thinking that deep down, you know, it's the age old, it's the golden rule, really. And honestly, what Republicans have now done is opened the door for Democrats to do this. And if they get caught, well, you guys did it.
And they said it was okay.
And you said it was fine. You defended it. So you know what? We're fine for doing it, too. It's the kind of thing that, I mean, it just, this is not the way to get a good public image. This is not the way to dismiss a candidate that many in the Republican Party are trying very hard to dismiss. And let's face it, with polls that have come in that have said a 10-point and 8-point difference between Snyder and Schauer, it's pretty easy to say, yeah, this doesn't look too serious. This is a way to make him look real serious.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that might not have been the best thing. And there's the other part of it. You got something on this little chip or whatever that was recorded, copy it on something and erase it, for goodness sakes. Now, I know that's just common sense, but besides the point, it's the whole ethics of doing that. And if the roles were reversed, I absolutely would be condemning the Democrats on this one, and I gotta say, you know, the tables are turned, Republicans are doing it, and I feel the same way. It was dirty to do it, and they shouldn't have done it. Now, you know that the two people involved in this, Natalie Collins and Kyle Anderson, it doesn't look like they're going to get fired. The Republican Party's defending it. I don't agree with that. So that's not likely to happen. But at the same time, on the Democratic side of things, the Mark Schauer campaign is blaming Rick Snyder, which, of course, they blame Rick Snyder for everything from hemlines to, to the extra air at the top of the chip bag when you buy it at the grocery. You know, I mean, they're blaming him for everything. Now, we don't know that Rick Snyder had anything to do with this. And I think it would be wise for the Schauer campaign to say, look, this is dirty, obviously, and you know, Republican Party's doing this. We hate to see this, and we wish they wouldn't do that. But hold off on blaming Snyder for it. That just looks, you know, very schoolyard and childish if you do it, particularly if it comes out that Snyder had nothing to do with it. Now, on the other side, if Snyder had nothing to do with it, his campaign should come out and say, look, we had nothing to do with this. This isn't right. Shouldn't have been done. And for a lot of people, they're saying, yeah, it's Republican, Snyder, it's all the same thing. Well, not quite. Because you know that the Republican Party has one thing that they're trying to do. The Snyder campaign's doing something else. You know, I think it is possible in this case to say that Snyder didn't have anything to do with it. It is possible. I don't know how likely. I really don't know how likely, and I'm not going to comment on that. But that's where we stand on this. If you think, okay, well, it's fine to send people to their fundraiser, well, guess what? They're going to send people to yours. In fact, you know they already have. You've seen it before. You've suspected it in the past. Well, now they're going to bring cameras. And would it surprise you if this escalated a little bit? Think about this. Republicans bring a hidden camera. A Democrat comes with a GoPro attached to their shoulder. Then Republicans bring a little hand cam to their thing. The next thing you know, Democrats are bringing a huge professional movie camera. Okay, hold still, Governor.
We want to get a good shot of this.
Let's make sure we've got your good side here. Okay. All right, could you say that again? We want to make sure we've got it. You know, and it may seem a little silly, but you know that from this point, Democrats are going to go on, okay, they say it's okay. We're going to get the equipment too, and we're going to do it too. We're going to show them. And this is where it gets dirty. This is where the mud's slung around. Instead of the idea, call me nuts, where two people are running for an office, and they decide, you know what? Here's what I believe. These are the things that we want to accomplish in the next 4 years. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then the other side goes, you know what? On the issues, I couldn't be more opposite. Instead, I want to do that and that. And on this other thing, I want to do this. And that's fine. That's what we want.
That makes sense. People should be running on the issues, not throwing mud, slinging at each other, and blaming each other for things.
And spying on one another.
And spying, yes.
Bad, bad, bad. Shouldn't have been done. We're going to talk medical marijuana in the next hour. Make sure that you're with us. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. We got it, go.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.